Following President Bush's speech last night, religious leaders have been weighing in on whether a war with Iraq would be justified. Jewish leaders are generally in favor. Muslim groups are mostly against. But it is the debate among Christian groups that seems to be most heated and most vocal, NPR's Duncan Moon reports.
The point at issue is whether such a war would be preemptive or primarily defensive. Most Protestant, Orthodox, and Roman Catholic organizations say attacking Iraq cannot be construed as a defensive act and therefore is difficult to justify. A group of 48 Christian groups has signed a letter to President Bush asking him to refrain from a first strike attack against Iraq. Father Stanley DeBow, the chairman of Churches for Middle East Peace, says he found parts of the president's speech disturbing.
When he asked the question about how soon can Iraq have nuclear weapons, and then to answer that question by saying, we don't know. If we don't know, what gives us the right to then say whether we know it or not, we have to go in there and do something about this?
DeBow says he agrees with the president that Saddam Hussein is a ruthless dictator and that the U.S. is a friend of the Iraqi people. But he says attacking Iraq is not an act of friendship.
The way to prove that we're friends to Iraq is to find a more peaceful means, because if we go in with military action, it will be the people of Iraq who suffer.
But Richard Land, the president of the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, says a first strike against Iraq will save lives and therefore is morally justified.
We can do this, and if we do this now, we can save far more lives than will be lost later when we have to do this. We can either do it now, before he is much more strongly armed, or we'll have to do it later, because this man's intention is to dominate the Middle East through terror. And the one thing we must not allow him to do is to get significant weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, so that he can blackmail the world.
Writing to the president, Land said Saddam Hussein's track record as a brutal dictator reminds him of Adolf Hitler.
The analogy that I used in my letter was the Allies and the Rhineland. Hitler and the German people had, by treaty, said they would never reoccupy the Rhineland. When they reoccupied the Rhineland in 1936, in clear violation of the Versailles Treaty, if the Allies had stopped them, then perhaps the tens of millions of lives that were lost in World War II would not have been lost.
But Bob Edgar, the Secretary General of the National Council of Churches, which represents 36 Christian groups, says striking Iraq sets a dangerous precedent, one that the U.S. would be better off not setting.
Suppose India took on Pakistan on a first strike action based on our modeling against Iraq, or suppose China decided to take out Taiwan because they simply wanted to have a first strike policy. I think it's very dangerous.
Now that the debate on whether to attack Iraq is underway in Congress, religious leaders on both sides of the issue have refocused their efforts there, hoping to have some last-minute influence on the final resolution. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.